All right, we got to get a report from Lake Michigan salmon fishermen. I got Captain Bill Myers on the line again from Delta Dawn Charters. Captain, how was your weekend?
Yeah, good. Good. We were busy. We fished both days, so well, out of Manistique.
Oh, you were in Manistique. Okay, well, let's talk about, just go ahead and tell us how the weekend went for you in Manistique.
We did all right. It was really windy on Saturday, so it was kind of rough fishing. But we got a two-man limit, so I can't complain there. And then Saturday, it was just awesome.
You mean Sunday?
Real well on Saturday. Or Sunday, I mean.
That's what I thought you meant. And so tell us about Sunday then. And, well, first of all, was there any differences in what you used on Saturday versus Sunday?
No, we went with the same program and same water. We couldn't really get out far out on Saturday, and we seemed to catch fish there, and I think most of the boats did. And then Sunday, they all of us went back to where we caught them on Saturday.
Okay.
We were mostly in, I would say, 70 to 80 feet of water. That's where we seem to get them. And when we caught a lot of them off of copper and lead, our downriggers didn't do nothing.
Okay.
But we did get some on dipsies and flies. So that was something different for a change.
Interesting. Dipsies and flies. Now, this just a standard calf tail type fly, or was there any specific change to it?
No, we used a tri fly made by Moonshine Lures.
Oh, okay.
And they seem to work real good on wire.
And what was the color scheme?
They were, well, the tri-fly I used was black. They call it a carbon 14 tri-fly. And then I also had them on a Green Bay tri-fly.
What about the spoons? Were you getting fish on spoons too?
Oh, yeah. Spoons were hot. It was all carbon. Carbon raspberry, carbon silver, cover. Carbon.
Okay.
Carbon black. That's what we got them on.
And have you noticed any thermoclines anywhere yet or heard about any?
No, the water all changed. It was getting a setup, it seemed like, but now that the big strong north wind's coming, the water's all messed up. So now today we're going to get some strong south winds for 2 or 3 days. So I imagine the fishing will come right back then.
Okay. Well, you're going to want to stick around for part two with Captain Bill Myers from Delta Dawn Charters as we talk more about the thermocline setting up, what Captain Bill is expecting there, plus the walleye fishing is expected to pick up. He's going to talk about that. We'll hear about Fairport this past weekend and find out more about the Manistique Salmon Derby coming up at the end of the month. So stay tuned for details on all of this and more in our next Outdoor Report later this hour right here on The Outdoor Show.